Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday, or actually happy whatever day you're listening to this on, because I don't know what day I'm going to drop this episode, but I'm not a vibe today. I'm not a vibe today, and I want to share this episode in real time because I want you to hear and see what it's like to not be on and to not feel excited and honestly to have life-lifing right now. Like right now, life is just really lifing for me, and I'm grateful for the way that I've built this business. I'm grateful for what this business allows me to do. If you guys hear music in the background, my husband is watching TV, so there's like music going on. But anyway, I'm not a vibe today. And I wanted to do this episode because I want to show like what it looks like to not show up anyway, because I haven't been like showing up public facing, but I want to show what it looks like to still keep and build the momentum in your business on the back end. And so I'm really grateful for this business because, I mean, things are just like really happening. And I want to shout out a couple of my clients for reaching out to me today and just like letting me, I didn't dump on them, but I definitely was just like really honest with them. So shout out to Abby for just being a safe space for me and a good friend to me, not only my client, but a friend. Shout out to Michaela Taylor. Like she is just, I'm gonna tag them too, because you guys should go to connect with them. But shout out to Michaela Taylor because she like really just held the space for me as I told her, like, girl, I am spiraling today. And then shout out to Taryn. Taryn doesn't even realize that she sent me a message that really encouraged me. And then also Jamie. I spoke at her conference earlier this year, and she sent me a message, and even though it wasn't about anything, and I didn't even share with her what was going on, it still encouraged me today. So just shout out to you guys for being like the MVP, even if I don't say anything. I'm just really grateful for that. But anyway, getting back to the point of this episode, I'm going through it. I'm in the thick of things right now. And I'm like, you know what? I am just grateful for what I have been able to build with this business and how I've built it. And I want to share how I'm able to ebb and flow with my business and how I'm able, or what has allowed me to basically live on vibes, right? So even though Kay is not a vibe today, like the vibe is not here, honey. I mean, it's low key here because I can't drop like my little razzle dazzle, but I'm just like not in the headspace right now. And so even though I'm not personally feeling like a vibe, the business is still running and the momentum is not being lost. And I know that this is like a big, I don't want to say fear, but like a big issue for a lot of us moms, right? Where we feel like if we need to take a break, or if things happen with the kids or just whatever, like that we're going to lose momentum. And I want to say, like, when you are prepared, you won't lose momentum, right? Like life happens, things pop up. Maybe you're just not freaking feeling well, and that's okay, right? That doesn't mean that your business is going to fall apart when you are truly running this thing like the company that it is, right? So instead of running it just based off of your emotions and your feelings, like you're really letting the business be its own entity, right? And so I want to just talk through a few things that I feel like have really allowed me to even have this stream of conscious right now, and for me to really look at my business as like the outside looking in, and knowing that my business has created a lifestyle where I truly have freedom in terms of my time, in terms of my money, my finances, right? Like it's really created that kind of freedom, and my business truly supports my lifestyle. It supports the fact that sometimes I don't feel like a vibe. It supports the fact that sometimes things come up with my family or my kids or whatever, and I'm able to be fully present in that capacity and my business not lose momentum or fall apart, right? Because we like, that's what I want. I want a business that supports all those things. So thing number one I want to say is that you got to be dang good at what you do. Like, you got to be really freaking good at what you do, because your clients still want their photos, right? So one of my businesses, I'm a photographer. And so, like, my clients still want their photos, and they want their photos on time, you know? And granted, yeah, I could tell my clients, like, hey, I just need a couple extra days, and they would not mind. I have a standard for myself where I'm not going to extend out how long I'm not going to extend a deadline in terms of when I'm supposed to deliver something. So that's just my own standard. It doesn't have to be yours. I'm giving you, you know, give yourself all the permission to, you know, take extra time if you need extra time. This is not me saying you have to rush and do things for them. But also, when you're really good at what you do, things don't take a long time. And like, even when I'm thinking about like my coaching clients, you have to be dang good at what you do, because your clients are still gonna reach out and ask you questions. They're gonna still reach out and need support or want support from you, and you still have to show up for them. And I'm not saying that like, oh, we can never take a day off or anything. I'm not saying that at all. Sometimes you do need to just take the day off and let it be what it's gonna be. But one thing that I found, and I don't know if anybody else can relate to this, but like, you can take a day off and still come back the next day and feel like off your rocker. Like, you can still feel like, I'm not really back like in my zone, like in my vibe, in my groove, okay? And with that being said, it's like, that's why you have to be really good at what you do. Like, you have to be really good at what you do, because whether you're at, you know, a level 10 or 100 energy, or whether you're at a zero, like, your work and your expertise or your capabilities still need to be able to shine through and be seen. And like, one thing your girl can say is, I'm really good at my work as a photographer, and I'm really, really good at my work as a strategist slash coach. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is that you have to have an adaptable bare minimum strategy, right? And what I mean by this is like, you have to really know what's the least you can do to keep the machine running. And when I mean the least, I truly mean like knowing how you can simplify and readjust and just give yourself as much space as possible, but still touch the business, especially if you're doing this by yourself, right? Because as much as we would love to like be able to say, oh, I can take a month off, like, a lot of us cannot take a random month off, right, without seeing significant momentum, well, not significant, but without seeing momentum being lost, right? And I mean, there may be extenuating circumstances where that happens, right? Like, that happened to me when I got pregnant the first time. Like, out of nowhere, I just like took 3 months off. But also, in hindsight, I was doing a bare minimum strategy. My bare minimum was I was still engaging inside of a Facebook group. So I was still keeping touch with my community in some sort of capacity. So it, like, when I say, like, be adaptable, like, you have to be so adaptable with what bare minimum looks like for you. And to not be so hard on yourself if you're not able to work at the capacity or show up at the capacity that you're used to, right? Because maybe things are going on. Like, you're just not in that headspace. I know for me, just recently with what I'm dealing with right now, which it's a whole situation, but with what I'm dealing with right now, you know, I'm like, okay, I have the capacity, like, if I'm thinking bare minimum, I have the capacity for threads, right? Like, I have capacity to, like, create content over there because I can just say whatever I feel like saying. I have capacity to make sure my podcast episodes are up. Luckily, I'm ahead of my podcast episodes, and that's also with the bare minimum strategy. It's like, with your bare minimum strategy, you should be working in advance on those things, right? So when you work in advance on those things, if you have a moment where I'm experiencing right now where I'm just like, if there's a lot going on and I'm feeling all kinds of ways, it's nice to know that I have a back catalog of things that I can rely on to float me through this short impromptu season, okay? So it's important to have an adaptable bare minimum strategy. And that is you being adaptable, you leading yourself, even though it's a hard moment, right? Like, it could be a hard moment that you're dealing with, but you have to be able to lead yourself in that moment on making decisions that are going to benefit the company long term. And that can be hard. Like, I feel like people don't talk about the fact that it can be hard to like have to think about your business when you're in the middle of a storm, when you're in the middle of a situation that you're trying to deal with or navigate, or when you feel like you're unraveling and falling apart. And I know that's not the most fun thing in the world. A lot of us don't have teams that we can rely on, or even if we do have teams, it's like they still need to be told, not necessarily what to do, but they still need to be told like what's going on or how they can jump in, how they can help, all these different things. So either way, it's important that you know how to lead yourself and that you know how to be adaptable in this moment to navigate not only your own real life situation, but navigate what happens in the business for, you know, the short foreseeable future where you're dealing with X, Y, and Z. So anyway, that's where the adaptable bare minimum strategy comes in. Numbers 3, 4, and 5, like these last things that I want to share, these kind of spin off of the bare minimum strategy, but like you have to, number 3, you have to have messaging that you are an expert in and that you are passionate about. And, you know, I see a lot of people talk a lot about messaging, but one thing I feel like is kind of missing, or I'm not gonna say like missing fully, but like one thing that I don't get to see a lot of people.
Oh, okay, boo thing. It's been a couple of days because, you know, life be lifing. But let's finish this out. And I feel like this just goes so perfectly with what I'm talking about, because messaging. So the last thing I remember saying, I don't know, I need to go back and listen, but I'm pretty sure I was talking about messaging. And the thing with messaging and having just such authentic, and I don't even know what the best word is for this. I'm gonna think on this because I really want to make this like some kind of concept that I really focus on. But you have to have a message that you are truly passionate about and something that you're truly an expert in, to the point that it doesn't matter what is going on. If someone asks you about this, if you need to create content about this, you're just so passionate about the message and getting what you want out there that you're just gonna do it. You know, like I am going through some things right now with our extended family. So praise the Lord, my immediate family is all okay, but you know, just things are going on. And it's like, in spite of that, I still had this idea for a podcast episode. And that just goes to show like how truly passionate I am about the work that I do and about the message that I'm trying to get out there. And so I want to encourage you to just really like take some time to sit down and think about what is the thing that you want to say. And this applies for service providers. It applies for coaches. It doesn't matter what you are. There is something that you need to be saying, that you need to be doing, that you are passionate about, that you are good at, that you're an expert at, that people need to know. Like even as a photographer, like I don't post a ton on my social media page. I don't think I've posted at all this year, honestly, on my social media in terms of my photography page. But the email list, like the girls get lots of emails from me. Like they get a lot of stuff from me because I have a message. I have something that I want to say that I'm really passionate about and that I'm an expert in. And so I talk to them there. I meet my community there. I don't really blog as much anymore as I used to, but like I used to blog, and that would be the other way that I would really get my message and my information out there. And so you really want to just have a message that you are passionate, like super, super passionate about, so that no matter what is going on, you can rely and rest on your strengths. Like at the end of the day, I'm able to rest on my strengths so that even when I'm in moments of just turmoil and unrest, I can still rest on, like I said, my strengths, things that I'm good at. And that's what I really want for you. I really want you to be thinking about this in those moments that just feel a little bit more challenging, and when you need to kind of rest on the bare minimum. Like the bare minimum is your unique message. And I promise you, this applies on all sides. Like I know a lot of times people feel like a lot of coaching advice goes out to just other coaches, but this kind of stuff applies for a service provider. Like I am a service provider, you know, through and through, and these things still apply on that side of my business. The fourth thing is high converting content. So this is something that, it's so crazy that I've always lived this and I've done this, I've modeled this, but I've never actually like taught a ton on the power and the importance of high converting content. But high converting content is especially important when you are going through things and you're just in the thick of it, because at that point, like you don't have the capacity just to be posting content that's getting likes and shares, right? Like, I mean, shares are cool, but like just like to get a couple of likes or whatever, like that's not worth the mental energy that is required when you are in the thick of things. Like your content needs to be converting, right? Because if you're pulling some time away from whatever is going on to do and create content for your business, it needs to be doing a little bit more than getting a couple of likes. Like, baby, the likes are just not all that, right? And so this is what happens, or this is what's going to get you in front of the right people who resonate with your message. So when you have high converting content, like when your content is so strategic, when you're putting it out there with the intention of, okay, this is going to convert into X, Y, and Z, whether it's money. We talked about in another episode, like the micro conversions and like the big conversion of the sale. And so it's like, yeah, there are some micro conversions that are worth it, right? You know, the shares, the saves, like those things are worth it because it does get you in front of the right people. But at the end of the day, high converting content is going to be key when you're just in the thick of it. Because like I said, you don't have the capacity or the time or even just the mental bandwidth to probably create content in the first place. So it's going to be even more important that the time that you do spend creating content is with the goal of it being high converting. And honestly, when you're in the thick of it, high converting, in my opinion, means the sale. Like it needs to convert into a sale. It needs to convert into something that's like the closest step to revenue, maybe a book sales call or something like that's where it needs to be going. Not just, you know, your normal everyday high converting content. Like I feel like there's levels to high converting content. We've talked about the whole micro conversion versus regular conversions and stuff like that. So I'm not going to belabor the point right now on this, but at the end of the day, like that, this is just something that you need. Cause at the end of the, I know a lot of people want to, you know, not create as much content or feel like you're not, you don't have to do all these things, but you know, and short of you like relying on referrals, which there's nothing wrong with that, but short of you only relying on referrals, there needs to be a way for you to get your message in front of other people. Obviously you can use ads. So there are other strategies. I don't want to make it seem like content is the only way, but content a lot of times is the easiest way. It's the most cost effective way, right? So you're not having to invest a lot of money into running ads or whatever. And also it's cost effective because a lot of times you don't have to use anything except for your phone and maybe like a Canva subscription or whatever. But I mean, honestly, you can make a lot of stuff for free on Canva. So there's a lot of like cost effective options when it comes to high converting content that just makes it a more viable and more reliable option than waiting on referrals. Although I will say your girl makes plenty of money off of some referrals. So I'm not going to diss referrals at all because I really love referrals, especially for my photography business as a service provider. But yeah, at the end of the day, we need some high converting content. And then the last thing is that you got to sell every day, right? And you have to sell on everything. And so when you're in the thick of it, you might not have the capacity to sell every day, which is why you have to sell in everything. So going back to that high converting content, you need to be selling, right? Like the conversion that happens from this high converting content is a sale, right? Point blank period. If you're taking the time to write an email when you're sick or when your kids are sick or when you're in the middle of something or when your family is having whatever is going on with them or your extended family is doing stuff, like you could be tired, you're burnt out, which I hate to use the word burnout, but whatever the situation might be, right? You might be in some kind of situation. At the end of the day, you have to still figure out how you're going to sell. So you need to sell in everything. And, you know, a lot of people want to say like, oh, this is why you need funnels and systems, blah, blah, blah. And I get that, right? I get the girls that want to like just really go in on systems and funnels and blah, blah, blah. But listen, if you don't have nobody in the funnel or in your system, it doesn't really matter. Okay. And I know that this is like, I don't mean to come for my systems girlies because I love my systems girlies. A lot of my closest friends are systems girlies. But at the end of the day, a system without people in it is just, it doesn't do anything. Like it doesn't convert because there's nothing to convert. So it's not to say that I don't care about systems and that we shouldn't have funnels and automations and stuff like that in the background. We definitely should. But if you're not even showing up in the first place to put people into the pipeline, the funnel or the system doesn't really help you. And truthfully, if you're in the thick of things and you're not able to like sell or hop on sales calls or whatever, that's okay. People will still buy, right? Like people still buy from me, whether I get on a call with them or not, whether I am overly communicating with them or whether they have to wait 24 or 48 hours for me to respond. It doesn't matter because my message is so strong. My content is so strong that it sells for me. People talk to me as a formality. They talk to me to make sure I'm not some random scammer, you know, or like a bot or something, right? Like that's what they're talking to me for. They're not talking to me for me to have to prove myself to them. I've already proven it with all the other things that one, I just mentioned, but two, that I consistently do within my business. And so I just wanted to share this because like I have just been having some things go on with my extended family and it's made it to where like my energy for visibility, my capacity for visibility has just been shot. Like I'm over it. And I feel like this is such a real experience that a lot of people have, but a lot of times we don't have an example of what it looks like to be in the thick of it. And a lot of people will share, you know, which I agree, like you want to share from your scars and not from your wounds. But a lot of people share like, this is what I did when I was, you know, feeling this, that, and the third. And and I'm just like, bruh, like you are putting a positive spin on something that like really wasn't the most positive thing in the world. And there's nothing for me to learn from this. And so I'm sharing this in the thick of it. You can hear my voice. You know I don't be like this. Like, you know that my energy just be like on another level and just so all over, like, you know, just extra. And I'm just not with it. Like, I'm just not with it right now. And that is okay, right? It's okay to not be with it. But what's not okay for me, and this is just a personal standard, right? This is a personal and a business standard for me, is that I'm still going to show up anyway, but I'm going to show up honestly. I'm going to show up with whatever capacity I currently have. And the capacity I have right now is bare minimum, right? This is why I'm so big on having a bare minimum strategy. And then, of course, on top of that, which is what I said in part two or step number two, is like, you have to have an adaptable bare minimum strategy, because sometimes your bare minimum ain't bare minimum enough. Like, sometimes you just need to do a lot less, because just you're getting slapped on both sides. Like, you're getting slapped just every which way. Now, nobody's slapping me because, baby, I can throw hands. But, you know, maybe my attitude is coming back, but I don't know. Anyway, just sharing this to say, I get it if you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling tired, but I do want to encourage you to first root in to who you are and root into what you have the capacity for. If you don't have the capacity for all the things that you normally do, or if you're in a launch and you're just like, this is just throwing me off my rocker. I know a lot of people will say, push through, or, you know, I was able to do it and this is how I pivoted, blah, blah. I get it. But like, also as moms, there's already so much weight on us. There's already so much weight. And then you throw in a life event or an experience that can be particularly challenging or whatever, that's hard, right? It's not easy. And so I want you to give yourself space and grace, but I also want you to, for half a second, put your CEO hat on. And if you can delegate, delegate. But if there's no room to delegate, I need you to like just hold your CEO hat for like, give yourself like 30 minutes. Like, okay, I'm gonna give 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, even if we have 5 minutes, right? You might only have 5 minutes, but like, make some executive decisions on how things are gonna progress. Because the worst thing to happen is that like, you fall off, and then because you don't have a plan or you're not doing things, now it's, you know, 30 days later, 6 months later, and you've completely fallen off with your business. And trust me, it's happened to me. It's happened to a lot of my clients that I've served. And I just want to sit here with you and be like, you know what? It's so easy for that to happen, which is why it's important when we're in these moments to just be as proactive as we possibly can, which it's not easy to do when you're in the middle of it. But if you can get in front of things with your business, let's get in front of things, right? But then when the time comes, I'm coming, babies, I'm coming. But when the time comes where you're feeling like this, I just want you to be like, okay, this is the deal. This is what I'm going to do. Here's my bare minimum. And I'm going to rest on my message. I'm going to rest on my yes, baby. I'm going to rest on my content, my high converting content. And I'm going to rest on the fact that, like, at the end of the day, I just have to sell. I have to sell and everything, because this is all I got for right now. Anyway, my kids have found me. So I got to go, you know, mom it up. But that's it for this one. Until next time, I will talk to you later, darling. And hopefully I'm feeling better. We'll see.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so Ayuntha knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.